Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
So, it's the part of the show that I'm always most excited for. It is Steph Moon time.
Yay! How are you doing, Ben?
I'm very well, thank you. Steph, how are you?
Yep, really good, thanks. Really good.
Excellent. It is always an honour to have you on, but even more so this week, because you've just been honoured, I've been hearing.
Oh, no.
Outstanding contribution to Yorkshire food.
That sounds very grand,
it
doesn't
it? It is very grand. It's very impressive. Well done, you.
Well, it's an absolute thrill to win that award. I was at Leeds City Football Club. I'd been asked by the Yorkshire Evening Post to present an award at the Olivers. I was asked to present the best Italian restaurant, so I did that, thinking that's why I was there, and, you know, had a great time. I was on the top table, sat opposite Harry Gratian and the editor, and it was great. And then towards the end of the evening, they said, oh, and the next award is for best contribution to Yorkshire food, and it's a local chef. And I'm thinking, all right, and she, and I'm thinking, that might be me. I'm looking around the room. And then they said it was me, and I was like, ah!
Amazing. Well,
so,
congratulations.
Yeah, so got up on stage and accepted my award, and then had a bit of a chat to Harry, which was great. And you know, he just asked me what made Yorkshire food so special. And I think it's things like this Flavours of the Week that we do, where we're really looking at what's fresh, what's local, what's exciting, what's coming up, and, you know, what we can eat that's in season. And I think that's what it's all about, really.
Fabulous, it absolutely is. So this makes you well placed then. I hear today you've been seeing the next generation of young Yorkshire chefs to come up.
I've had a really good fun day today, full day so far, Ben, and it's not over yet. This afternoon I've been judging an award at St Aidan's. I do a lot of work with St Aidan's every year on judging their students, and this particular year the challenge was to make homemade pizza. So I've eaten lots of different pizzas, which have been fantastic, lots of different variations on a theme, and really, you know, promoting again Yorkshire produce was one of the criteria, which is great. And then the top three teams are, as a prize, are going to Rudding Park, to the private cinema at Rudding Park, and they're watching a food-related movie.
Oh, fabulous.
And then the chefs at Rudding Park are going to have a go at making some pizzas for them. So it's a win-win all round.
Absolutely.
They get a night out and a bit of fun in the private cinema there. And for me, I've just had a great day.
Fabulous. And there's no such thing as too much pizza.
Never.
Brilliant. But now it is my turn to eat. So what have you bought me? Because this looks fantastic.
I've been a bit pizzaed out today, so I've brought you something very different, Ben. And this is, we have some Yorkshire duck, and we have some leeks, and we have, underneath that, we've got a spiced biryani-style rice. So it's Indian-spiced, and the duck itself is spiced with Indian spices. And then in the rice, we've got some onion and garlic in there. We've got some plump raisins. You can see those big golden and red and black raisins in there. Really big, juicy ones. And they go particularly well with the duck and with the spice. They kind of marry up with the two. And we've just basically cooked that off and layered the vegetables with the tomato-y spice sauce and actually some natural yogurt, which is a bit unusual, but classic for a biryani. Mm. And that's what we've done. So we've baked that all off, and you put in there, you put whole cinnamon sticks, you put whole bits of cardamom and things like that. And when you eat it, the flavour of that cinnamon bounces through, and the flavour of the cardamom should be there.
Absolutely. While you've been saying all of that, I've just been tucking it in very, very happily to it. No, you're right. The flavours in there are incredible, very intense. I like
so
that.
It's something that is almost like a one pot, really. Mm. You know, the way I've cooked it, I've roasted the duck breast separate with the spices on there, so I've served it pink, which for me is how it should be served.
Absolutely.
And the rice in there is something, if you were vegetarian, it would be great, a great dish to do, because there's no meat in there at all.
Perfect. Delicious. Well, Steph, thank you very much. And again, congratulations on the award.
Oh, thank you.
I can't think of anyone more deserving.
Oh, cheers.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stray FM.